Have you noticed lately that it takes just a little longer for your $60 in gas to go into your tank? That's because the pain at the pump has been replaced by lower prices at the pump. Cost of a gallon of gas in New Jersey, for example, hovered around the $2.50-$2.60 range after being more than a dollar higher than that for, well, felt like forever. Well, being good news for your wallet, it's also good news for the economy. Here with an analysis of this issue is the Vice President of Policy at the Consumer Energy Alliance. Good morning, Natalie Joubert.
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
ConsumerEnergyAlliance.org on the web is where you can learn more about this and other issues on energy. And let's start with the obvious, Natalie. As far as I mentioned, a dollar a gallon lower here in New Jersey, some places more. If you're listening on the stream, some places less. Probably California be one of those. Nevertheless, with the prices going down, what does that mean for the consumer economy right now?
Sure. This is a huge boost to consumer confidence and to the economy. We're spending about $630 million less per day filling up our tank. With that extra money, a lot of consumers are buying more Christmas presents, going out to eat, going on vacation. And that induced economic activity is helping grow our economy and add more jobs at a time when, you know, things have been a little slower than we'd like. So this is great news coming into the holiday season.
And if you extend that ripple effect as far as the national economy, there are some who are saying that this means this would eliminate any pressure on the Fed to start raising the interest rates because, well, there's nowhere to go but up because they're at basically 0%. But what does that mean for the larger scheme of things for the economy?
You're correct. I mean, like I said earlier, the dollar that we're not spending importing oil, and even though the United States is still is producing more oil than we have in decades, we still import about a third of our crude oil. So that money staying in the American economy is strengthening the dollar. It's giving a boost to the economy. So as you're right, the Fed, there are some discussions now that they could act given that the stronger dollar and some activities that will boost the economy.
Because they had been, the line of logic had been that the quantitative easing was in the process of ending, and we've seen when those ripples would happen, the stock market would take a multi-100-point dip on any one particular day.
Exactly.
With the lower gas price, this is a good example here in New Jersey. We have the, I believe it's the second lowest gas state gas tax, and there is talk, State Senator Rain Lesniak, who's a Democrat and who's never saw a tax he didn't like, quite frankly, has been banging the drum that this lower price of gas means, great, we can raise the gas tax and create more revenue for the state, because I guess the one negative out of the lower gas price is that means lower revenue for a lot of states who are heavily, maybe overly dependent on gas taxes, like Texas, Alaska, Louisiana, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Alaska, for example. They rely on oil taxes to meet 89% of their revenue expectations. Is this opening a dangerous door for the consumer in the backlash with a higher gas tax?
You're right about some of the states whose budgets are reliant on revenues from oil and gas production. They are going to see lower revenue this year due to the lower prices. But our hope is that given the induced economic activity that comes with lower prices, like I said, going to the shopping mall more, going to the restaurants more, that'll help ease some of the downfall that some states like Alaska, like North Dakota, may see. So we're hopeful that the positives will outweigh any of the negatives. As far as the gas tax, I know a lot of states have different views on this. The hope is for those states who look at it as, you know, consumers couldn't drive as much, given the higher prices that we've seen over the past few years, that reduces the amount of income that comes from the gas tax. So now with lower prices and people hitting the road more, being able to go on those vacations, go on longer commutes, hopefully that'll be able to boost some of the revenue coming into the states from the gas tax.
And to be fair, too, Alaska, as I said, the over-relied on tax revenue, their budget assumed the oil prices would average around $106.61 a barrel this year and $105 next year, and we're approaching 70 and on the trend down. Texas, a little more in the ballpark. They averaged around, they were expecting an $82 per barrel price, $80 even in 2015. So Texas is not going to have that difficult time, and hopefully it will compel a more sensible budgetary planning by those specific states. Talking with Natalie Joubert, who is Vice President of Policy at the Consumer Energy Alliance, consumerenergyalliance.org on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as the speaking of trends, a lot of people thought, Natalie, that this initial drop in the price of oil was a means to get back at, of all things, the terrorist group ISIS, because they were generating millions of dollars a day in the oil they were able to get a hold of in the territory they were taking over. And the OPEC cartel and American oil companies were under the idea of, well, if we lower the price, we can sort of defuse terrorism in a way. But the trend has continued to go. I've heard expectations that a $40 per barrel price is not unrealistic right now.
That's correct. With lower prices, we're sending less revenue abroad. Countries like Iran, like Saudi Arabia, like Russia, who depend on high oil prices to fund their budgets and oftentimes to fund regimes that are not friendly to the United States, they're feeling the squeeze. So this is putting the United States in a great geopolitical advantage, which is now the time to step up and to take this advantage and utilize this to help promote American interests abroad. The other thing that I see with lower prices here in the United States, there has been some discussion as to, you know, whether this is going to end the shale boom that we've seen in the United States. Thanks to hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, we are producing more oil than ever before, and that's one of the reasons why prices have gone down internationally. OPEC, Saudi Arabia, Russia, et cetera, they all had felt that lower oil prices might squeeze the shale boom. But now, as you said, we're seeing producers in the United States come out and say, you know, we have very efficient operations. We can survive this low oil prices, and we'll be able to continue drilling and producing oil. So this is going to be a trend that we're going to see in the long term. So consumers should get excited about seeing these low prices at the pump for many months to come.
And even though there was a report the other day about, I believe it was a 42% drop in shale drilling applications or lease applications, like any industry, there were going to be, they call them junk bond debt companies. Mm-hmm. They're companies who are on shaky financial ground that people take high risks on. Just like with the tech industries, there's going to be a shakeout. There are going to be survivors. Those survivors pick up the slack.
Exactly. And as far as I've seen, you might not see as huge of a growth as we may have expected in terms of shale production over the next year to 2 years, but you're still going to see an increase. You're certainly not going to see a decrease. And again, that's due to how efficient some of these shale operations have become over the past several years.
People, especially here in the Northeast, never thought they would see a sub $3 a gallon price of gas again. Is it ridiculous to think and imagine a number one in the first spot on the price on the sign instead of a number two anytime soon?
I don't think that's too ridiculous. We're starting to hear $2 even might come as early as the end of this year. So for some parts of the country, particularly those areas that are closer to production and refinery, so lower transit costs, and maybe those states also that have lower gas taxes, you might see that $2, maybe high $1 here in the next few weeks.
You know, it's kind of crazy and sad to say at the same time. There are young people driving who never saw gas under $2.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we even under $3. You
yes.
know, we have been above $3 until the last few weeks for more than 2.5 years.
Well,
so it had become the norm to pay over $3 for a gallon of gasoline. And critics had said, you know, we really can't produce our way out of this, drill domestic resources to help lower prices. But now we're seeing that because of steps that we've taken to increase domestic production in the United States, Canada, and other non-OPEC countries, as well as steps to reduce how much we're consuming, we've actually forced the price down at the pump.
And it's just one more reason why the Keystone Pipeline has to be a must-do.
Precisely. It's projects like that help grow American energy self-sufficiency and help push against some of the OPEC policies that were driving prices up, that is going to allow U.S. consumers lower prices at the pump and better economic opportunities.
And learn more about all energy issues that are a matter to you, and to learn about the significance and the value of domestic production, specifically from private industry, that's trying to get out from under the thumb of federal regulations, and why that's important as well. That's one of the reasons for existence of the Consumer Energy Alliance. Learn more at ConsumerEnergyAlliance.org. We've been joined this morning by the Vice President of Policy from the Consumer Energy Alliance, Natalie Joubert. Natalie, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.